Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out all the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Listen, you guys, if you need a quick gift, let Simplified help you out. You can get a digital Simplified gift card in about 2 seconds. You'll receive a printable certificate with a super cute Christmas design that you can print out and tuck into a card or forward to your person with ease. So give simple this holiday season. You can find Simplified gift cards right now in our shop over at emilylay.com. Get your loved ones a delicious treat from Milk Bar this holiday season. For a limited time, Milk Bar is offering their delicious new chocolate mint chip cake and truffles and their peppermint bark snap cookies. And get your hands on their limited quantity of lab drops, including peppermint tie-dye pie, made in limited batches straight from their experimental kitchen. Get $15 off any order of $80 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/simplified. That's milkbarstore.com/simplified. Hey, Magic Maker, I see you right now. I see the way you've pulled out your notes app between loading the dishwasher and watching your Please Don't Talk to Me, I'm Zoning Out show. That resonates with me so much. I had to laugh. I see you adding ideas to your Christmas list, racking your brain to make sure you have a gift for every single person on your list. And there are quite a few people to remember, after all, between your sisters-in-law and your kid's teacher and that sweet older gentleman who delivers your mail. You're trying so hard to stretch the dollars you've saved throughout the year to find meaningful gifts that tell your people how much you appreciate them and care about the kindness and joy they bring to your life. And speaking of stretching, it's everything you can do to stretch your time, to cover volunteering, to shepherd all the tiny shepherds and angels and barn animals in the Christmas pageant at church. It's not that you had time to do it, but your six-year-old is finally old enough to be in the pageant she's watched since she was tiny, and the children's director at church heavily hinted that she needed some parent involvement this year, and well, you wanted your little girl to have some fun. She does look really cute in her angel costume, even if you have even less free time in an already crunch season now that you're helping put this pageant on. By the way, your mother-in-law would really like your help to coordinate her annual cookie swap because she's terrible at navigating her new phone. You're just so good with technology. Not to mention you need a gift for your Christmas party at work and with your church small group and your college friends and on and on and on. When did this happen? When did the intensity of the holidays begin to dial up? When did the holidays begin to look more like running in a Tough Mudder race than a nice stroll through the park with lit up trees and a mint hot chocolate and your really adorable person by your side? When did the magic you felt on Christmas morning begin to fade into just a memory? Is that kind of Christmas magic just over now? In the past few years, if you've given a gift to someone you love and seen their face slide up in a huge grin or watched them double over in belly laughter, then you know Christmas morning magic doesn't lose its luster. It just changes a little bit as you get older. It may not be the shot of adrenaline and pure ecstasy you had when you were a kid and unwrapped that gift you've been pining for since summer. It's kind of like a quiet, warm glow, isn't it? The kind that burns for a while instead of in a flash. But sometimes that quiet, warm light gets overshadowed by a crowd of obligations that hide it from your view. You can't see the glow or feel it when you've got so much covering it. When I look up and realize I can't feel that light anymore, the quickest way to get it back, I found, is to slow everything down for a second. I call this a Zach Morris-style timeout. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? When Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell would be like, time out, and everything would freeze, and he would just kind of figure things out. And do that to try to remember a few things that are true about this time of year and about me. And since that is very hard to do for yourself, especially when you're in the midst of the maelstrom, I'm going to help you do that for yourself today. So friend, today I want you to remember that you are doing so good. You really, really are. Even if you feel like you're drowning in a sea of obligations. Even if you feel like everyone is mad at you. Trust me, they're not. Even if you feel like your kids are going to be disappointed that you didn't get them everything on their list, or that your mom will be sad that you're booked to open gifts somewhere else on Christmas morning, or that you're going to forget someone on your gift list and they'll feel left out and you will feel terrible. You've made this time of year such a wonderful memory for so many, and you've brought light to many more. I bet more than you could possibly imagine. If you haven't already done it this season, I need you to watch It's a Wonderful Life. If this is your first time watching it, then sister, go ahead and take off your mascara. This isn't just a great holiday movie. It is one of the best movies of all time. Sincerely. I won't tell you the entire plot here, but suffice it to say, if you need to be reminded why each of us matter deeply in this world and why we matter in the lives of our people, take a night and watch It's a Wonderful Life. It'll help you believe in humanity again and remind you about what really matters in these special days. It's not about what we do for our people. It's just our presence with our people that makes this time so special and precious. Trust me, sister, you bring so much to the table just by being you, without even lifting a single finger. That's how special you are. Also, please remember that it is okay to put on your holiday magic oxygen mask before you put on someone else's. Listen, I talk about the holidays a lot because it is a battlefield. Literally a battlefield for perfectionists and people pleasers. If there's any part of your personality that finds your worth in what you do high, my hand is raised high in the air, then it can feel like every November 1st, you hand in all the hours of your life until January. For those 8 weeks, you belong to everyone but yourself. Your time, your energy, all of your margin needs to be in service of those special days on the calendar, because won't they be so fun? And isn't this how we make the memories? When you say it out loud, it sounds kind of silly, right? But a lot of times, this is how our brains operate, even if they don't lay it out so clearly for us. You cannot pour from an empty cup, and you can't make magic if you don't leave room to kindle magic inside yourself first. So what does this mean? Well, I think it means that you don't have to do every single holiday thing that someone else wants you to do. Of course, we want to honor our commitments. Of course, we want to be reliable and keep our word when we've given it. But we can't sacrifice our own well-being on the altar of being a good girl. I'm going to say that again, mainly for myself. We can't sacrifice our own well-being on the altar of being a good girl. Y'all, that is a word. Sorry, I just had to pause for a minute. That is a good word. I am going to screenshot that and maybe pin it on my wall. There may be moments this season where you're just not sure how it's all going to happen or how it's all going to come together. If you need help, reach out and ask for it. Believe that people love you and care about you enough to want to help you. Believe that your physical and mental health are worth being cared for, and that the people in your life believe that too. If you need to bow out of something you've committed to, tell someone. If you need help to get something done, ask someone. You are not Santa Claus. You are not solely responsible for everyone else's holiday happiness. Even Santa has elves, you know, and cookies, like a lot of cookies. That doesn't hurt either. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions, but the actual total is closer to $200. Can you believe that? Guys, think about all the extra cash you could put back in your pocket if you canceled the subscriptions you don't use. I can think of one for me, holiday shopping. I use an app that cancels subscriptions and saves me money in a snap, and it's called Rocket Money. You've heard me talk about this app before because it used to be called Truebill. Rocket Money is super cool because they show you all of your subscriptions in one place. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for, or even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. So if you look at your list and decide to cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. It could not be easier. So cancel unnecessary subscriptions with Rocket Money today. Go to rocketmoney.com/simplified Seriously, it could save you hundreds of dollars per year. That's rocketmoney.com/simplified. Need help finding holiday gifts kids will actually like? KiwiCo can help you give more than just gifts. They are here to show you how to give awesome. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering moments of awesome. From robots to rocket ships, all their science and art projects are designed to spark fun and excitement. KiwiCo has 9 subscription lines for kids of all ages, so everyone can find something they're interested in. Tyler and Caroline have a subscription for the Kiwi Crate, which is perfect for kids ages 5 to 8, and they just learned how to make their very own arcade claw. Do you know how much I would have wanted that when I was their age? They made it all by themselves thanks to KiwiCo's excellent instructions, and y'all, they could not get enough of it. They've made a whole game out of picking up stuff around the house, and I could see this kit getting their engineering brains a good exercise. So give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/simplified. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/simplified. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, I want you to know you're not alone, and there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning through whole body health. Nutrafol has 3 formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. And the numbers speak for themselves. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. And more than 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support the show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code SIMPLIFIED to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you'll get free shipping on every order. So one more time, get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol. Nutrafol.com, promo code SIMPLIFIED. And don't forget, there are so many ways to make magic. The magic may not look the same every year, and that is okay. It's a lesson we've all learned over the past few years, but as things start to feel a little more normal, you might feel the pressure to make your holidays look like they used to. But you're not the same woman you were in 2019, are you? Honestly, I don't think any of us are. It's easy to fall into the same scripts every year at the holidays. And it's kind of nice and comfortable, right? It feels like for a few weeks every year, we kind of know what's going to happen. We anticipate their rhythms. We know which movies to watch, which treats to bake, and which grocery store has the good cranberry sauce. And now that we feel a little more comfortable gathering with people again, it might feel like you should go back to all the same traditions we had a few years ago, even if that pace nearly broke you. But I challenge you to take what you've learned these past few years and remember this. The holidays are what you make of them. There isn't some pre-prescribed way you have to celebrate. You can honor old traditions that fill you with joy, and you can also allow yourself to skip a year of something. I mean, if you don't watch Elf every year, no one is going to die, and the movie isn't going anywhere. It'll still be there next year for you to watch. By that same token, if someone you love isn't up for celebrating the same way this year, then respect their wishes. You may understand what's going on with them, or you may not. Either way, let them know you hear them, and you're going to honor what they need right now, and you love them no matter what. The holidays are a beautiful time of year. They're also hard for a lot of reasons. It's why many people call it a both-and, which simply means that both things are true at the same time. And we make space for both things. As adults, we get this. We know that everything is filled with light and dark, even the holidays. That's the work of maturity, to realize that we need to make space for the light and the dark. We need to make space for that in other people, but most especially in ourselves. After all, when all the lights are off and the night settles in, that's when the soft glow of Christmas lights shine the most bright. As we close out this episode, I would like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together to get back to our days. In this season of gathering, I hope you spend time with the people you hold dear and celebrate the truths and love that bind you together. In this season of giving, I hope you receive the joy of being known and remind the ones around you how much they're seen and loved for who they are. And in this season of hope, I hope you remember that love came down and walked among us so we could see how much the world needs it and how much we needed it too. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here's your task. Sometimes all you need during the holidays is one small decision that makes things easier. I usually enjoy wrapping Christmas presents. I like the repetitive nature of it, but there are times when it is the actual last thing I want to do, especially when I feel like I need to make them look perfect. Perfect bows, perfect folds, perfect name tags. But when I get behind and have a lot of presents to wrap, I don't have time to make them perfect. So you know what? Instead of making fancy name tags, I get a big pack of cute stick-on name tags and use those. And you know what? I'm fine with it. And weirdly, since I took all the friction out of having one less thing to do to make perfect, my mental block standing in the way of wrapping presents shrinks a little bit. You may have little things like that in your own life, little roadblocks that have simple solutions. Maybe instead of making a huge batch of your famous hot cocoa, you get some really good mix at the store. Instead of making yourself wrap all the gifts this year, maybe you order a huge package of gift bags and tissue paper online. Sometimes we just need to give ourselves permission to do things a little differently this year and take all the judgment out of it. It's not bad to take a shortcut. It's just a different decision you've made, Magic Maker. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you permission to enjoy the magic of the season for yourself too. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, and you can shop the beautiful Simplified brand of planners and products and gorgeous gift wrap, and you can get a gift card if you need a last minute gift. Speaking of gifts, if you need a quick one that you can pick up today, you can find my new book called Sure as the Sunrise, 100 Morning Meditations on God's Mercy and Delight, right now wherever you buy books. I'm thinking about you right now, sister. If there's a way you care for yourself during the busy season, I would really love to hear it. Go to Apple Podcasts, even if you don't listen there, and leave me a comment in the review section. I read every single word that goes up over there and take them all to heart. Plus, those reviews really help this show find more people who might enjoy it. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye.